UFCrounds.com here with Danny Jacobs. Danny, on the 31st of this month, you'll be fighting for a world title against Dmitry Pirog, a title that Sergio Martinez vacated. This may be the toughest fight of your career. He's got a good pedigree, tough European fighter. What do you know about your opponent?
From what I've learned over the course of 5 weeks from watching the tapes is that he's a very, very game fighter. Foot movement is great. Hand speed is average. And he comes to fight and he's pretty good with moving his head. But we have a game plan that we plan on executing and just can't wait to fight.
You know, you just turned pro a couple years ago. You've been moved pretty quickly. Been kept very busy by Golden Boy Promotions and Al Haymon.
Right.
Now, some would say you're fighting for a world title a little bit too early. What makes you feel that you're absolutely ready to go the full 12 rounds?
My skills. I mean, my skills pay the bills. And I think, I don't think anybody will have a doubt come July 31st. I think everybody will be, they'll be hip to why Al Haymon. Oh! They'll be hip to why Al Haymon and the Golden Boy put so much interest in me. And I'm going to show everybody why I train hard and I want to be the best and show everybody that I can be the best.
That's as Danny Jacobs watches stablemate Adam Nowacki score a devastating one-punch knockout. Your big step-up fight, you won, but a lot of people were not impressed and, you know, a little bit critical. You fought a tough, slick guy in there, Ishae Smith. Guy's a little smaller, but gave you a lot of problems. What did you learn from the fight against Ishae Smith?
Well, I learned not to back up with my hands down, learned to keep my right hand up, but just a tad bit more. And learned little things you just pick up from guys from, you know, I wouldn't say he's a veteran, but guys who've been in the game for a fairly long time. So you just you want to get as much experience as possible, and that's what I did, and we're going to go on and use that experience that we got and put it to the test. Come July 31st, I'm going to put all the tools I got in the toolbox and make it work to win that world championship.
Is there any extra added pressure being that it's on a pay-per-view and a lot of people are talking about this fight, since it is rare that a guy at your stage and Pirog's stage will meet now when you're not main event fighters?
No pressure. I'm actually excited. All the interviews and all the conferences I've been doing, and you know, it's just been getting me really excited. You know, I never went through this as an amateur, so this is a new phase for me, so I'm just super excited to get in there and show everybody my skills.
Those who may question this actually being a legitimate title fight, being that the title was vacated by Sergio Martinez, you said in a recent interview you're willing to take on the tough guys out there, whether it be Winky Wright, Felix Sturm, maybe in a fight with Martinez. Do you feel that's a little bit too much of a step up, or if you win that belt, you feel it's your duty to face the other top middleweights?
I feel it's my duty to face the other top middleweights, and it's something that I would like to do. You know, I'm here to stay. I want to make my mark, so in order to make my mark, I have to fight the best, and you know, I want to be a people champion as well, so you know, I have to be a pleasing while I do it, so that's what I plan to do.
If Golden Boy Promotions and Al Haymon came to you, hypothetically, and said you could fight any one of those guys for the same amount of money, which one do you want to fight the most and why?
For the same amount of money that I'm fighting Pirog for? That's what you're asking me?
Well, if they gave you the top guys, you know, all the other top guys, and they said you can make the same amount of money to fight all those guys, which one would you want to fight?
I'd say put their name in a hat, shake it up, and let me pick it out.
If all goes well, on the 31st, what is your game plan for 2010 and beyond?
Well, I have trust in my team, Al Haymon and Golden Boy, and whatever they want to do, hopefully it could just be in New York. I want to get my fans back home a pretty good show. They got a show last time when I did a devastating knockout last month. So hopefully I can do something as a world champion back home.
Danny the Golden Child Jacobs, anything in closing?
To my fans, I thank you, and hopefully everybody tune in July 31st and I get some new fans, and you know, I just want to be a pleasing fighter and hope you enjoy the fight.